Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March, we'd open at 9:22, up 9.5 on the open. May, 9:24, up 4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 8.98, up 13 on the open. May, 9.10, up 17. July, 7.81, up 5.5. September, 7.88, up 13 on the open. March corn opened at 4.60, up 4.5 on the open. May, 4.72, up 5.25. July, 4.82, up 5.5. September, 4.78, up 3.75. December, 4.79.5, up 6. March, 4.83, up 4.25. And July of 2009, 4.90.5, up 5.5 on the open. January soybeans open at 12:30, up 31 on the open. March, 12:44, up 29.75. May, 12:58, up 28.25. July, 12:64, up 29. November, 11:34.5, up 14 on the open. January soybean meal open at 3:38, up 6.50 on the open. March, 3:44.50, up 7.80. January soybean oil open at 49.55, up 70 on the open. March, 50.40, up 77. February live cattle open at 96.60, up 42.5 on the open. January feeders, 104.60, down 50. February lean hogs, 57.40, down 47.5. And February pork bellies, 85.70, down 27.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
Markets are off and running this morning. They're red hot, even as it's very cold outside.
Yes. Crude oil was very strong, and that was based a little bit on the overnight temperatures and the very cold temperatures in the Midwest. You know, that was one factor in the overnight equation. Some of the weather people felt that the lack of general rainfall in Argentina was another factor for the very strong market in corn and soybeans overnight. Generally, historically, you know, January 2nd is an important day at the country elevator because a lot of people do pick up cash sales and pick up settlements from the elevator. And this year is very, very large here in Oakland, typical, but a lot larger than in past years, mainly because the dollar amounts received for the grain is substantially larger. So it's a busy day in the grain business, and we are seeing some very strong markets, particularly in clear across the board in Chicago.
Let's look at them in particular. Begin with the soybean oil. Are we going to tag 51?
Well, it's very strong, and soybean oil is a major leader in the complex. And, of course, it's the energy-related. And, of course, the last week we did see the palm oil and the general buying by China on vegetable oils is a major factor in that particular contract. We did see quite a few soybean oil delivered. My only reservation here is I do think the rainfall that, you know, Drew Lerner and another private weatherman that I'm talking watching closely is, say, January 8th and 9th. There is a potential change towards wetter weather in Argentina. Number two is we are picking up that soybean seed demand is tremendous, and it's not necessarily in those areas where continuous corn is popular. It's outside those areas where there is some shift towards soybean. So can we get additional acreage in the Midwest and in the United States, more than the 6 million being talked about? It's possible. You know, it is possible. Some of it's double crop. Some of it's actual shifting away from corn. High fertilizer is one factor, and the second factor is it's back to the rotation. And the marketplace is just extremely strong. And probably what this does mean, that we will see some beans being brought in from Brazil at some point in time into the United States with this type of market situation.
Saw from Goldman Sachs, they had some interesting projections for 2008. They put corn prices up 14% and beans up 29% off of these lofty levels.
Yeah. Well, they are predictors, and, of course, some of their predictions have been right as they could be. Other predictions about home loans and the mortgage business on AAA bonds for homes and mortgages haven't been so good. So maybe they'll be right again on the commodity complex and wrong on the mortgage loans.
We note that AIG might begin their reindexing as soon as January 8-ish, 8, 9-ish. What's likely to happen with this reindexing?
Yeah. Well, we can go back to last year when we had some previous experience where we did see the market slide off and then rally again. My general impression is that the market is also being influenced to some extent by the Informa group, in which they feel that the odds of having a smaller production estimate in corn seems to be good. Also, the idea maybe feed usage with the large hog numbers is also could be improving. And with a smaller production estimate and maybe feed demand being a little better, they use the word $5 a bushel on corn. Comparatively, though, we will see some better wheat crops in the world. Australia's got a good Milo crop coming along, as well as rumors have it that if Argentina does get some good rain, that there'll be a good corn crop and wheat crop, particularly out of both Argentina and Brazil. The general feeling here, Dave, is that the trend is higher, and it's hard to predict what the commodity funds will do. Their chance at of buying and continuing to buy and push the market higher. The other factor that I'd like to quote is, of course, Dan Bassey, Ag Resources, feels that his opinion is the government did underestimate the last USDA crop production report, particularly in the South, and the early harvest also indicates that. And also the corn gluten feed is also offsetting some of the feed demand. So, and it's still very profitable to raise corn here in the U.S. and the world. So there is this tug of war. My general opinion is that as of 9:58 on January 2nd, the bulls have complete control of the marketplace.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City March wheat. 9.39.5 up 26 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 9.15, limit up, locked, 30. July at 7.97 up 21.5. March corn, 4.67.25 up 11.75. May, 4.78.25 up 11.5. December, 4.85.5 up 12. January beans, 12.41, now 12.40.5, up 41.5. March, 12.57.5, up 43.25. May, 12.73, up 43.25. November, 11.52, up 31.5. January soybean meal, $3.41, up $9.50. January soybean oil, $50.25, up $1.40. Ed Kieser tells us a lake effect snow advisory is in effect for LaPorte, St. Joseph, and Elkhart counties in far northern Indiana until 6 p.m. Central Time. And today in far northern Illinois and in northern central and eastern Indiana, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and some blowing and drifting snow. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs ranging from 10 in the north to 25 in the far south. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.